We're doing Tehillim, the 93rd chapter, Tzadi Gimel. Adonai Malach Geyut Lavesh. Lavesh Adonai Oz Hitazar Aftikon Tevel Baltimot. David HaMelech says, the time will come, that time in the future, when Hashem will rule, the time of Mashiach, and Hashem will take on His clothing of pride. Hashem will wear His clothing of strength. He will girdle Himself with that, meaning Hashem will reveal His strength to the world. The clothing is what's external to us, it's what people see. And right now we say Hashem is Melech Evyon, right? Hashem is not Melech Evyon, God forbid. But Hashem doesn't reveal His Melech Elyon. He doesn't reveal the fact that He is King over all of us. So Hashem, when He reveals the fact that He is King, so then He will wear His pride, He will wear His strength. Af Tikon Tevel Baltimot. Everyone will recognize that you established the earth, you established the world so that it doesn't collapse. That's part of the recognition the world will come to. Af Tikon Tevel. Also the fact that you establish the world, that the world is resting and extant because you've said so, Baltimot, without collapse, that will also be part of the recognition at that time. Nachon kisacha me'az me'olam ata. From the time of creation of the world, your throne has been firmly established. You've been here forever, Hashem. At the time of Mashiach, the world will recognize that you're the king. But really, you're always the king, even when we don't recognize it. Nasu neharot Adonai. Nasu neharot kolam. Yisu neharot dochyam. The rivers lift their voice, and they lift their voice and their waves. And this is a reference to the nations that scare the Jewish people. They raise their voice to scare them. Mikolot Maim Rabim Adirim Mishbereyam Adir Bamarom Adonai. But greater than the voices of these awesome waters, greater than the sounds of these tremendous waves of the sea, Hashem is above it all. Hashem is more exalted in His heavens. Adil b'marom Hashem. Mikolot over here means greater than the voices of Maim Rabim Adirim Mishbireyam. Greater than that is Adil b'marom Hashem. Eidotecha ne'emnu me'od Leveitecha na'ava kodesh Adonai le'orech yamim. Your testimonials, the words you've said through your prophets, your promise that you will rescue us, they are something that can be relied upon. Ne'emnu me'od, it's very trustworthy. Leveitecha Na'ava Kodesh, and your home will have the beauty of holiness. When we're going back to the point of this whole song, that God will reestablish His throne on earth, the mankind will recognize that God is running the show. So then, Leveitcha Na'ava Kodesh, to your home there will be the beautification of holiness. And it will continue eternally, Hashem Leorech Yamim, for eternity. Your home, the third temple, will continue with this glorification of holiness. So David HaMelech says, Hashem Malach, that time will come when Hashem will take the throne and wear his pride and his strength, and the world will recognize that he is the one that's letting the world remain extant. Why is it past tense? That's an excellent question. According to one understanding, in the times of the Mashiach, they will say Hashem Malach, meaning the previous song was Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat. It's a song for that day of Shabbos, the day when the whole world comes to rest, the time of Mashiach. And at that time, what will they declare? They will say, Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh. Hashem has taken the throne, he's worn his pride, and he's worn his strength. Now everyone recognizes that he gives the world its existence, and really his throne has always been so, we just didn't see it. All the rivers dared raise their voices, threatened to drown us out, and above all those voices is the greatness of God. His testimonials are very faithful. He brought us still here, and therefore he will have his home with the glory of holiness, and Hashem will continue to be that ruler that, as Hashem reveals his holiness, his glory, his pride, his strength, Lo'orech Yamim, that home will continue for eternity once it is rebuilt.